Section 2. Europe after the fall of Rome.
If you were there. You're returning to your village in northern Europe after a hard day working in the fields. But as you reach the top of a hill, you smell smoke. Alarmed, you break into a run. Finally, your village comes into sight and your fears are realized. Your village is on fire. In the distance, you can see sails moving away on the river. What do you think has happened to your village?
Building background. Europe was a dangerous place after Rome fell. Without the Roman government, Europe had no central authority to keep order. As a result, outlaws and bandits became common. At the same time, new groups of people were moving into Europe. Violence was common. Distressed, people looked for ways to bring order and comfort into their lives. Christianity spreads to northern Europe. As the Roman Empire fell, various groups from the north and east moved into former Roman lands. As they moved in, these groups created their own states. The rulers of these states, usually powerful warlords, began to call themselves kings. These kings often fought among themselves. As a result, by the early 500s, Europe was divided into many small kingdoms. The creation of these kingdoms marked the beginning of the Middle Ages, a period that lasted from about 500 to about 1500. We call this time the Middle Ages because it falls between ancient times and modern times. Another name for the Middle Ages is the Medieval period, from the Latin words for Middle Age. At the beginning of the Middle Ages, many of the kingdoms of northern Europe were not Christian. Christianity was only common in places that had been part of the Roman Empire, such as Italy and Spain. As time passed, however, Christianity slowly spread farther north. This spread was largely through the efforts of two groups of Christians, missionaries and monks. Missionaries. Perhaps the most powerful force that helped spread Christianity into northern Europe was the Pope. Over the years, many popes sent missionaries to teach people in northern kingdoms about Christianity. Missionaries are people who try to convert others to a particular religion. Some missionaries traveled great distances to spread Christianity to new lands. One of the first places to which popes sent missionaries was Britain. These missionaries traveled all over the island, and eventually most people in Britain became Christian. From Britain, other missionaries carried Christianity into what are now France and Germany. Not all missionaries, though, were sent by the Pope. In fact, one of the first missionaries to travel to northern Europe was Patrick, who took it upon himself to teach people about Christianity. In the mid-400s, Patrick traveled from Britain to Ireland to convert the people there. Unlike most missionaries, Patrick traveled alone. Although he faced resistance to his teachings, he eventually converted the Irish people to Christianity. Monks. While missionaries traveled to spread Christian teachings, men called monks were equally dedicated to their faith. Monks were religious men who lived apart from society in isolated communities. In these communities, monks spent their time in prayer, work, and meditation. Communities of monks, or monasteries, were built all over Europe in the Middle Ages. Life in a monastery was strictly organized. The monks had to follow rules that were intended to help them live as good Christians. These rules outlined the day-to-day affairs of the monastery, including how monks should dress and what they should eat. Most European monasteries followed a set of rules created in the early 500s by an Italian monk named Benedict. His code was called the Benedictine Rule, and those who followed it were called Benedictine monks. But not all monks in Europe were Benedictines. Different groups of monks created their own rules. For example, monks in Ireland were very different from monks in France or Germany. Even though they lived apart from society, monks had a big influence on Europe. Monks performed many services, both inside and outside of monasteries. Monasteries sometimes provided basic services, such as health care, that were unavailable to many members of their communities. The poor and needy would arrive at a monastery, and the monks would give them aid. In addition to giving aid to people in their communities, monks ran schools and copied books for those who couldn't read or write, collected and saved ancient writings from Greece and Rome, served as scribes and advisors to local rulers. Monks also helped spread Christian teachings into new areas. Many monasteries were built in remote locations where Christians had never traveled before. People living near the monasteries learned about Christianity from the monks. The Franks built an empire. As Christianity was spreading into northern Europe, political changes were also taking place. In the 480s, a powerful group called the Franks conquered Gaul, the region we now call France. Under a ruler named Clovis, the Franks became Christian and created one of the strongest kingdoms in Europe. As strong as the Franks were under Clovis, though, they had yet to reach their greatest power. That power would not come until the late 700s, when a leader named Charlemagne appeared. Charlemagne was a brilliant warrior and a strong king, and he led the Franks in building a huge empire. To build this empire, Charlemagne spent much of his time at war. He led his armies into battle against many neighboring kingdoms and conquered them. By the time he was finished, Charlemagne's empire included all of what is now France. It also stretched into modern Germany, Austria, Italy, and northern Spain. Charlemagne, a Christian king, had conquered much of the old Roman Empire. For that reason, on Christmas Day in 800, Pope Leo III crowned Charlemagne Emperor of the Romans. This title symbolized a return to the greatness of the Roman Empire. Charlemagne didn't spend all of his energy on warfare, however. A great admirer of education, he built schools across Europe. He also brought scholars to teach in his capital at Aachen, now in western Germany. Among these scholars were some of the greatest religious scholars and teachers of the Middle Ages. Their teachings helped shape religious and social life in Europe for centuries. Invaders threaten Europe. Even while Charlemagne was building his empire, though, new threats appeared in Europe. Invaders began to attack settlements all over the continent. Muslim armies poured into southern France and northern Italy. Fierce warriors called the Magyars swept into Europe from the east, attacking towns and destroying fields. From Scandinavia came perhaps the most frightening invaders of all, the Vikings. The Vikings raided Britain, Ireland, and other parts of Western Europe. They looted towns and monasteries and took prisoners to sell into slavery. The attacks were swift and savage, and Europeans lived in terror of Viking raids. Because Vikings could sail their ships up rivers, their raids weren't limited to coastal areas. The Vikings also reached inland cities and attacked cities in the Iberian and Italian peninsulas. Summary and preview. After the fall of Rome, northern Europe gradually became Christian, but Europe could still be a dangerous place. Invaders threatened Europeans constantly. In the next section, you will learn about ways people tried to protect themselves from invaders. But first, review the main ideas of this section. Then take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the section assessment questions.